We're checking the last item off our Washington wish list this morning. The topic is education. Joining us now are Kay Hansen of Denmark.
I'm a support professional, actually a paraprofessional, which is a classroom assistant for special needs children.
And Tim Sievertson.
President of the Oakmont School District, also a board of director member to the Wisconsin Association of School Boards and the National Association of School Boards.
Kay, we'll start with you. If you had a few minutes with President Obama and Speaker John Boehner, what would you say on behalf of the school where you work?
One thing I would certainly like to see is more education funding. We just cannot keep cutting education and keep expecting to have the quality education that we have. And as a support professional, I look at education funding also means jobs, food service workers, bus drivers, maintenance custodial individuals, secretaries, classroom help like myself, and we, we have families to care for also, and this is our livelihood. Most certainly, I mean, above all that, we need it for our students. But the part that support professionals play in the school is an integral part in our children's well-being and their learning.
Tim, you have the responsibility, being on the Elk Mountain School Board, of doing your best by the students while at the same time looking out for the priorities of the community, including being responsible with the dollar. What would you tell the president and the congressional leaders if you could?
We're trying to look for some stability to be for budgeting. I know we have issues with deficits going forward for quite a long time nationally, and with the fiscal cliff that they're talking about now, and how that could affect public education going down the road and more immediate here in January could be very crucial. When we're looking at the sequestration and the federal deficit reduction dollars, if they cut the $1.2 trillion over the 10-year period that they're talking about, you know, that could equate into the $4 billion in the next academic year. And so if a district would get $1 million from the federal, it actually gives them a reduction by 82,000. So that's a cost of at least one teacher.
I want you to tell me, if you could, what you're seeing in your schools and in your classrooms as it relates to the effects of education policy.
You know, this might be a small thing, but we do different things with small Acer computers, and we were short on headphones. So I went out and I bought, I bought several sets of headphones that we would have these. I'm not saying the kids wouldn't have those, but I just, it's something that I did, you know. And there's many of us that do that. I mean, there's many educators that spend hundreds of dollars out of pocket. So kids get, you know, so kids have more.
You have to know that Elk Mound is a poor district. We're really highly aided. We went down from like 80% down to the 76% or so over this last year. And that does really put pressure on our local taxpayers because we're a growing district also.
You know, I just want to add, just because we're looking at this fiscal cliff right now,
sure,
that Congress needs, you know, they need to stop playing games with people's lives. And that's what they're doing. They're just playing games, and middle-class America is suffering.
Kay Hansen and Tim Sievertson, thanks for being with us.